We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, I have to ask you first and foremost, what percentage of all of this are you sitting through and listening to?
Well, unfortunately, I have the television on in my office, and I do have it on, although it's kind of like traffic droning in the background on a highway close to my house. I mean, that's what Adam Schiff and these others sound like. Because look, everything they're saying we've already heard before at the hearings that they held, and they aren't actually coming forward with proven facts. I mean, a lot of it yesterday was calling the president names and making accusations and playing, you know, bits and pieces from videotapes of critics of the president, you know, like the former ambassador to Ukraine, whose biggest complaint was that she got fired by the president, you know, none of which supports what we're supposed to be looking at, which is, did the president engage in such serious misconduct that he should be removed from office? And I don't think so far they've done an adequate job of doing that. And look, you know, you played a clip from Senator Ted Cruz, and he is right about one thing. If they actually had the facts and the evidence to prove their case, there would be no need for them.
Yeah.
To be making these exaggerations and saying things like the president is a despot. That's an absurd claim to make.
We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at Heritage Foundation, online at heritage.org. Let's put ourselves in the realm of everything the Democrats are accusing Donald Trump of doing. He did. He's guilty of all of it. Does it rise to the level of impeachment? Does he deserve to be removed from office if, in fact, he did everything that the Democrats and the House managers are saying he did?
The answer to that is no. And the key thing for people to remember is that nothing actually happened. In other words, this whole thing boils down to aid for Ukraine being held up for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks. That's what this whole thing is about. And the aid was eventually released, sent to Ukraine. Nothing else happened. There was no investigation of Joe Biden by the Ukrainian government. I mean, basically nothing happened, and that's what all this is about. The other key thing here is that, look, the Democrats are saying something that is just, again, I hate to use the word, I keep using the word absurd, but it's absurd. They're basically saying that if the president does something that's completely legal, but that he had a corrupt purpose, that's somehow wrong and you can be impeached for that. Well, again, that's absurd. Almost everything that presidents do, they think, what effect will that have on my election and my popularity? If what the action they're taking is perfectly legal and legitimate, it doesn't matter what their motive was.
Hans, this is Ryan Wiggins. Does it seem to you as if it's possible, if Trump were to win election again this year, that the House would go through this possibly again on some other point of contention? I mean, could we see them impeach him twice?
Yes. Yeah, because they have left all rationality far behind them. At one point, listen, remember, the whole Russian election collusion claim has been totally disproven. And, you know, Adam Schiff actually brought that up. He brought up Russia when he was speaking yesterday, even though we all know there's absolutely nothing to it. I mean, that shows that they're just not thinking rationally about this. The Trump derangement syndrome, which has affected them, their personal hatred of the president is to the point where they just there's just like no common sense in what they're doing.
Let me ask you this, Hans. I know some people have. Well, there's a large spectrum on what people believe that Donald Trump was effectively trying to do with his conversations and the aid with Ukraine, his discussions with President Zelensky. Is it possible or is it probable that Donald Trump was really trying to prove something more about the 2016 election than he was trying to affect the 2020 election? Or is it undeniable that Donald Trump's actions with Ukraine definitely were with the understanding that it would have an implication on his ability to win in 2020?
The latter is definitely not true. In fact, the biggest problem the Democrats have is you can look at that phone call. They are imagining that his motive was to affect the 2020 election. There's nothing in that conversation whatsoever about that at all. So they are basically saying that he had this particular motive. They have no facts, no conversational details that show that that was his motive. It's just as easy to imagine that his motive was, the evidence is very clear. This evidence is undisputed. We know, because he admitted it, that the former vice president of the United States used his position as vice president to threaten the withholding of aid to Ukraine unless they stopped a corruption investigation that involved his son. Mm. Now, it is a totally legitimate inquiry for the president of the United States to want to know whether a prior vice president abused the powers of his office to benefit his own family, isn't it?
Yeah, I would absolutely think so. Is the assumption that Donald Trump, that his actions in Ukraine were going to benefit his ability to win in 2020, is that only conjecture or just a personal opinion on the part of the person saying that clearly he was going to benefit from this in the 2020 election? Is that just somebody's opinion about how they feel
Yes.
the president was? There's nothing that indicates that there was going to be any specific effect. There's no evidence out there at all. That's just how somebody has seen the president and the judgment that they have personally made about how they feel.
That is pure speculation and conjecture on behalf of Democrats, because there's no evidence whatsoever anywhere in the record that says that, where the president is saying, well, I'm doing this because it's going to help me in the 2020 election. That just isn't there. It's all speculation and conjecture. That's what the impeachment is based on. And look, as you know, the second impeachment article is Congress getting upset and saying that he abuses power by not responding to Congress. Well, they're in essence saying that his assertion of a constitutional privilege, executive privilege, that somehow makes him impeachable. And again, that's absurd, too. Executive privilege was claimed by the prior president, President Obama, to not turn over documents and information about Operation Fast and Furious. And no one ever said in either political party that he should be impeached or that it was an abuse of power for him to assert that constitutional doctrine.
Well, based on that, and since you're senior legal fellow at Heritage, here's a legal question for you. If the Senate does decide to have witnesses and they call Hunter Biden or Joe Biden to the stand, can they legally claim immunity in any way, or would they have to testify?
Or can there be an Obama executive privilege exerted on behalf of Biden, the former vice president?
Yes.
The answer to all that is yes. Hunter Biden could come in and say, I refuse to testify because I'm asserting my Fifth Amendment rights to prevent being potentially criminally prosecuted because of what I say here. And the executive privilege claim applies to both President Trump, and if President Obama wants to assert it on behalf of his vice president, he could do that. Would he do that? That's a very interesting question. But he hasn't been very – President Obama certainly has not been very supportive of sure. Vice President Biden in his presidential run.
Well, in terms of Joe Biden, that may be the case. But in terms of Hunter Biden, could Obama protect him? Or
no.
If they subpoena him, wouldn't he have to testify?
He would have to testify. He would have to be there. But he could try to assert his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Even if he's not in a courtroom, he could still do that in the Senate.
Hans, based on what you've seen so far, do you believe that we are going to see a number of witnesses testify in this trial?
No, if I was a Las Vegas odds maker, I would be gambling and betting that we're not going to see witnesses. Because I think what's going to happen is after the case has been presented, after the president has presented, his defense team has presented their case, and the senators have asked all their questions, I think the Republicans are going to say, you have failed to prove your case. There's no point in hearing from further witnesses, and we vote to acquit the president.
The GOP defense, which I guess will start, Friday or Saturday, do you anticipate it being as long and lengthy as what we are seeing from the House managers, or do you think it will be condensed because of what you just said, that the prosecution was not strong enough, they make their case, they're done, and they're over with?
I suspect it may be shorter. We saw that the first day. The first day on Tuesday, we saw Democrats droning on and on and on. When Republicans came up, they were much shorter and to the point. And I suspect the same thing is going to be true of the president's defense team. By the way, we should point out, the lawyers that are there defending the president, they are great professionals. All of them are extremely experienced litigators, constitutional law experts. They make the representatives who were picked by Nancy Pelosi on the House side look like a bunch of amateurs.
Really? That's interesting.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
An interesting perspective. One last question for you, Hans, before we let you go here. Just kind of curious of your thoughts on Donald Trump saying, you know, he commented that he'd love to, like, go sit there in the front row and stare at these, whatever he called them. I don't know. It's probably a name thrown in there. Rand Paul said he'd love for the president to be his guest. Is there any restriction on President Trump just going and sitting in that room and taking it in like anybody else might in the gallery or with the senators?
Nope. No, he could certainly be there. But you know, Bill Clinton did not show up for his impeachment. But, you know, this president is a bit more confrontational, I think, than Bill Clinton ever was.
Just a tad. Hans, great to have your expertise on with us today. Sorry to take you away from the trial, but at the same time, you're welcome. We appreciate your
time. No. That was actually a good thing.
Yeah. We appreciate you, Hans. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.